Today, an Israeli tank opened fire at the border between Egypt and the Gaza Strip and killed three Egyptian border guards. Israel immediately apologized for this incident and opened an investigation. Israeli military officials said the tank crew mistook the Egyptians for Palestinian militants. This incident came as Palestinian leaders vowed to rein in militant groups in the West Bank and Gaza if Israel halts aggressive military action in those territories. NPR's Linda Gradstein is covering this story and joins us now. And Linda, what have you learned?
Well, the Israeli tank crew was operating near what's called the Philadelphia route, and this is a road that runs between the Palestinian and the Egyptian halves of the city of Rafah on the border between Gaza and Egypt. Rafah has been a flashpoint of tension between Israelis and Palestinians. An Israeli army statement said they believe the men were planting an explosive device against Israeli forces patrolling the border. It said that the Israeli forces opened fire but did not identify hitting them, and that later the army received the reports that three Egyptian policemen had been hit. There has not been an Egyptian response yet.
Now let's focus on this area, Gaza, for a moment here. Before the death of Yasser Arafat, the Israeli Prime Minister Sharon said that he would go ahead with a plan to pull back from Gaza, to pull settlers out of Gaza. Yasser Arafat has died. The situation has changed somewhat. Sharon says he's going ahead with that plan.
That's right. In fact, a poll published in the Haaretz newspaper today said that 61% of the Israeli public, including a majority of Sharon's Likud party, still support the pullback. However, there are growing calls against it. Some hardliners say that with the death of Yasser Arafat, Sharon should just put the whole thing on hold and wait and see what happens in Gaza, whether there's chaos there. Also today, there's a group called Defensive Shield that announced it's collected the signatures of 3,000 Israeli soldiers who say they won't evacuate settlements as called for under Sharon's plan. That Gaza pullback calls for all 21 Jewish settlements in Gaza to be dismantled. The leader of this group of soldiers, most of them are reserve soldiers, who say that they won't evacuate settlements, is the brother of Israel's education minister. And there have also been some rabbis calling on soldiers to disobey orders about the pullback. On the other hand, the majority of Israelis still support going ahead with this pullback, although many say that Israel should now coordinate it, at least with the Palestinians, if not negotiate it.
At the same time, of course, Palestinian leaders are preparing for elections for a new leader in January. They've been talking to militants in Gaza about this. Any progress?
Well, the leading candidate to replace Yasser Arafat is Mahmoud Abbas. He was prime minister last year for a very short 4 months, quit saying that both Israel and Yasser Arafat were obstructing his efforts. He has been holding talks with various militant groups, trying to convince the militants to keep things quiet until the election, both in terms of internal Palestinian tensions and also to not carry out attacks on Israelis. A Hamas spokesman today said that while Hamas does want the elections to proceed, Hamas will not give their guns to Abbas or to anyone else. So it remains to be seen whether he can really ensure quiet.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.